Hello, I'm Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, over a decade ago, RCAF USA began warning the U.S. cattle and sheep industries that the sheep industry was a canary in the coal mine. And where the sheep industry is going, so will go the cattle industry. Now, the first chart I used to demonstrate the plight of the sheep industry was created in 2012. It showed that since the early 90s, U.S. lamb production had been declining drastically. But at the same time, lamb imports from Australia and New Zealand were exploding year after year. And it was the year 2006 which RCAF USA declared as the year the U.S. sheep industry became the first livestock sector in America to be outsourced. And the proof was that in 2006, American consumers ate more foreign lamb than the beleaguered domestic sheep industry could produce. That year, foreign lamb imports exceeded domestic lamb production. And we cried wolf, but no one listened. Instead, they said we were a bunch of radicals trying to establish relevance in a world when globalization was king, and every new free trade agreement was touted as America's next economic savior. Well, we might have been a bit hard-headed, or perhaps we just thought we were right. But either way, we updated our sheep chart each year and presented it to Congress, the administration, and to the cattle and sheep industries. The updated chart showed the situation for the sheep industry was getting progressively worse. Domestic production continued to drastically decline, and imports continued to skyrocket. And even in the face of exceptionally strong demand for lamb, as American consumers began consuming more and more lamb, imports captured all the growth, while domestic production continued falling. Still no one listened. So what do you do when that happens? You either quit or you fight harder. And we chose the latter. In early May, we called an emergency sheep meeting to develop a strategy to save American lamb, which is the name of the project we undertook on behalf of the sheep industry. And we decided we would petition the U.S. International Trade Commission to initiate what is called a global safeguard investigation under the Tariff Act of 1974 to seek relief from the mounting imports. And to be successful in obtaining such import relief, such as tariffs, tariff rate quotas, or some type of quantity restrictions, we would have to prove that the sheer volume of imports were a substantial cause of serious injury to the U.S. sheep industry. And so we immediately set out to prove that. And after 3 months, we completed a comprehensive research paper that we submitted to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative on August 3rd. And what we submitted was a petition for relief to save American lamb. And we believe the petition meets our burden of having to prove that imports are a substantial cause of the serious injury the U.S. sheep industry is experiencing. And here are some highlights of the petition. The U.S. sheep industry has declined 62% since 1980. And with only 5 million sheep, we now have the smallest sheep inventory in history. The number of full-time American sheep producers has fallen 60%. Lamb and mutton imports, primarily from Australia and New Zealand, have increased 2,363% in value and 543% in quantity. And today, 74% of the lamb consumed in America is derived from foreign soil. And all of the increases in domestic consumption over the past several years have been met with imports, meaning imports have captured 74% of our domestic market away from domestic sheep producers. And that means that Americans are now dependent on foreign supply chains for this important staple. Now, we found that foreign imports do not have to meet America's higher production standards. For example, the poison compound 1080 is widely used in Australia and New Zealand to kill predators, but it has been all but banned in the U.S. due to environmental concerns. And we also found that the global sheep market is severely distorted by three factors. First is because foreign imports do not have to meet America's higher sheep production standards. Second, the global sheep packing and processing industry is highly concentrated. And third, the much weaker value of the Australian dollar versus the U.S. dollar allows foreign imports to severely undercut the value of domestic lamb, for no other reason than misaligned currency values. And with all this, the domestic sheep industry has been hard hit by inflation, which has driven up fuel and feed prices and the cost of virtually all inputs. Our goal is this: to stop the ongoing destruction of our domestic sheep industry and to provide an opportunity for it to reestablish a dominant market share position so American consumers no longer have to rely on foreign supply chains for this important protein. Therefore, we're fighting to strengthen America's food security. With that, have a productive week. Thank you and goodbye.